Blog Talk Radio. The cars are wild. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again.
Brother Drew and who want to listen to me of what I have studied over a period of a number of years, then I got tired of teaching it. And what we've been studying, bring Dennis people up to snuff of what we've been studying. We've been studying the history of the Angels, the Jutes, and the Saxons. These three tribes are known as the tribes of Magog. If you go in the 10th chapter of Genesis, we are dealing with the children of Japheth. And these children was in a place called Britain then, but it's Great Britain. And these people came to the Western Hemisphere over here in 15th century. And May the 1st, 1776, they changed their name to the Americans. These three tribes, the Angels, was the most beautiful of these tribes, so said Pope Benedict in the 12th century when he saw one on a slave block. They was auctioning them off. And this is how Angels got into to the church. And the Saxons was the most illiterate of these tribes, and the Jutes was the most educated of the tribes. The Jutes was killed off first by the Angels, and then the Saxons cut the Angels, and then they, when they bred themselves together, they became Anglo-Saxons, and all the Anglo-Saxons were shipped over here when Britain opened its doors to all the criminals to come to America. You have to understand the history. You should have had this in high school. But what the only way that we can understand, we call it what's in a name and when the East come to the West, because in the Western Hemisphere, there were three tribes of people, the Olmec, which you call Mexicans now, the Creek, which you call Negroes and colored people, and the Algonquin, who you call the red man. When the white folks came over here in the 9th century, Leif Erik the Red, you learned that in your history classes in school, I'm quite sure. I don't have to go through that. You already know that. But the most important thing that you should understand is that the chosen people of God of the West, his name, present-day name, is a Jew in this language. And we're going to understand what this word Jew means, because we're speaking the language of who they call the evil ones. We are speaking the language and communicating as we speak right now in the language of the three sixes that came out of the ancient Obadiah Lodge of Babylon, that Magog, Gog, and Tubal would be worshiping, be called the evil ones. You see all of this in your Bible thumpers and Quran thumpers and Torah thumpers. You see all of this in your book about Magog, Gog, and Tubal. Well, the present-day name of these people, you have to bring them up into nowadays society. The people that they call the Jews, that's not their name. Japheth's first son, if you go in the 10th chapter of Genesis, his first son was named Gomer, and Gomer's first son was named Ashkenazer. These people go by the name of Ashkenazer. The word Jew is a nickname. And if we trace the history of the present-day American and Great Britain, these Anglo-Saxons, as they was called before they changed their name to American, they still Anglo-Saxons in Great Britain. And they nicknamed every race of people. They nicknamed them. These three brothers did. And who told a story was Ashkenazer. And the story in the Bible and the Quran is the story of Yasharal and Yehuda, Judah and Israel in this language. That's the story that you read. They are the chosen people of God in the Western Hemisphere. And they tell the story. They tell the story, if you want to study Josephus, Flavius Josephus, and Homer. These was Yehudas in that day and time. In modern day time, David Icke and Jeremiah Stichens brought the truth on too, and Malachi Yauch. Study Malachi Yauch to the max, because what he wrote is written in Jewish history. And we're going to, when we study the history of the Jews, and that's what we're going to get into today, is studying who are these people and where they come from and what they know. Because right now as we speak, I don't care what country you're in, there is a Jew. And he takes on the name of that of that country. He's an American Jew, Greek Jew, Italian Jew, Egyptian Jew, wherever he is, he's that Jew. And if you notice something, he is the top in all scientific matters in that country. He's the top doctor, lawyer, physician, jewel maker, everything. He's at the top. He's the top. All this is for a reason. I mean, when you read in their history and seeing how their history, when they brought it over here to the Western Hemisphere, this stuff, this is why it tells you in the book of Daniel that the Bible was shut up and that it was another book to be wrote on the other side, meaning that the fulfillment of what was said about these three brothers hadn't fulfilled yet. It was a book wrote on the other side, which was in the Western Hemisphere. At one time, everybody spoke one language all over the world, and that language was known as the language of Yah. The Jews call it the Y Doctrine. The Y Doctrine got translated into the I Doctrine. It became Greek, and that's when you find a Greek, Ayu, in that language. He wasn't a Jew in that language. He was an Ayu. And according to Alexander the Great, they were the smartest people in the world, and that their knowledge would last, civilization, culture would last for 2,000 years up under the sign of the eagle, and up under the sign of Scottish Rites. Well, we don't have to say anymore. It's called a Birdman religion if you want to trace the history of the Birdman religion. And you can see, you know, the great seal of the United States of America is what? An eagle, the most fierce bird of prey. The word Jew is a slang. Just like the word nigger, meaning that according to his brother, he was the Jew slang was the first niggers to live in the ghetto. And the first of the people that his brothers try to kill, every damn one of them. If you go back into the history of Jews, and the Jews have stated from their Torah to their Tanakh about these three brothers that was up in the Caucasus Mountain, that used to, once was black, came out of the Caucasus Mountain 50,000 years ago as a Neanderthal. This is the present-day people that we call the Germanic tribe. This is what we call white folks. Although the Jews are white, when we study their history, and it's going to take 2 or 3 or 4 weeks on this, when we study their history, we'll understand how they got white when they once was black. They got it in their Bible, how does a leopard change spots? That's in an allegory there. They was talking about themselves when they said that allegory. And so the history of the Jews. Judaism is searching for Yah through scriptures and tradition. Unlike other ancient religions and cultures, Judaism is rooted in history, not mythology. Yet some ask the question, The Jews are such a tiny minority, about 18 million, in a world of over 5,000 million people. We ask ourselves a question. Why should we be interested in their religion, Judaism? Why Judaism should interest you all, especially if you say, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim? You should know Judaism first. The first 39 books in your Bible is Judaism. The people that's Muslims, Hebrew Israelites, they don't have no trouble with it. I'm talking mostly to these Christians, that's black folks. One reason is that the root of the Jewish religion goes back some 4,000 years in history, and other major religions are indebted to the scriptures of a greater or lesser degree. Christianity and Islam was founded on this. The Hebrew scriptures, and we are, when we are reading in the Quran, it will show that Islam, most of all of the scriptures from the Quran, all you have to do is read Surah 2, verse 49, 7, 32, 23, 24. And when we examine the Jewish religion, we also examine the roots of hundreds of other religions and their sects that came out of Judaism. In the East, when you're studying, don't get the West confused with the East. This is the history of the Eastern Hemisphere. You live in the Western Hemisphere. And this bullshit that's not over here yesterday, I say, because the bullshit didn't come to 1523 when they brought the King James Bible to with the Anglo-Saxons over here. That's when the lie got over here that's conquered everybody's mind. Generally speaking, the Jewish people, and I'm going to use that word Jew because that's what we call them in this language, are descendants of an ancient Hebrew-speaking branch of the Semitic race of people. You find that at Genesis 10 and 1, Chronicles 1, 17, 28, 34, and 2, 1 and 2. Nearly 4,000 years ago, their forefathers, Abraham, immigrated from the thriving metropolises of Ur to the land of the Canaanites, which was in Samaria. Now, very, very interesting word, S-U-M-E-R-I-A. When you study, as we speak, the oldest knowledge known to mankind, as we speak, came out of the ancient Sumer, S-U-M-E-R, history. That's as far back as we can go, to Sumer and Samaria. The rabbis will tell you that pure Judaism, not the breakaway that it's already done been reformed away from the ways of Yah. Pure Judaism started with this people's belief. So it's very important that you study the history of ancient Sumeria. This is where you start your learning about what's going on right now. That you would understand why you're in the situation that you're in right now, you being a black person that's living in America, born in America, raised in America, educated in America for American use, and in 2014, he has used us up completely, to the standpoint that he calls my son the X generation and my grandbaby the millennium generation, that my grandbaby, 40% of my grandbabies being born is suffering from a mental condition and on mental drugs as we speak right now. So it's very, very important for you to start your history studying right here so you can understand what you're dealing with now. And when we do that, we have a better understanding of what we're talking about. Their history started in Samaria. I was assigned this land for your offspring. This is what it says at Genesis 11:31. It is spoken to Abraham, the Hebrew, at Genesis 14:13. Although his name was later changed to Abraham, Genesis 17:4-6. Now, the reason his name was changed from Abram to Abraham was Genesis 26. He married a Cushite woman and named Keturah, and this is in your Bible. He had more than one wife, Sarah and Hagar and Keturah. Those was his wives. You have to understand what they practiced was, and they all had children. They all had 12 tribes according to the Bible. So you had to know how he got his name changed. From him, the Jews drew a line of descendants that began with the son of Isaac and his grandson Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons who became the founders of 12 tribes. One of those was Judah, from which the name word Jew was eventually derived. In times, the term Jew was applied to all Israelites, not just to a descendant of Judah. You find it at Exodus 3:6, 9, and 20. Because the Jews' genealogical record was destroyed in 70 CE when the Romans razed Jerusalem, no Jew today can actually determine from which tribe he himself is descended from. And we got to stop right there. I say I'm going to take my time with this. Because, see, when we study the Jews' history, we see our history. When this white boy up under this eagle sign tore up Jerusalem, burned the Jews' records, it says that no Jew today can actually determine what tribe he came from. That means that he got genocide. They call him apostate or desperation area when they spread them all over and genocide these people. These Jews, these three brothers. We talking about Magog, we talking about this cracker. That's what I call him. We talking about this cracker, what he done already did to the Jews, and the Jews overcome this bullshit. The Jews completely didn't know what tribe they come from as we speak today. Well, ask yourself, if you are African American, do you know what African tribe do you come from? He done genocide you the same way. So I want you to be aware of this. And I ain't angry, but I am goddamn pissed off. No Jews today can actually determine from which tribe he himself is descended from. Nevertheless, over the millennium, the ancient Jewish religion has developed and changed. Today's Judaism is practiced by millions of Jews in the Republic of Israel and the diaspora around the world, meaning that that's why you have a German Jew, a Russian Jew, a Mexican Jew, American Jew, is because that word diaspora means to spread all over, just like he spread it to African on this slave that came over of Abraham's seed from Keturah. who came over here on that boat in 1555, and this is what happened. The same thing happened to us, us that call themselves African-American, and done happen to the Jews. So this is why it's important for your dark complexion butt to study Judaism. This is why it is important that you study it. I know what your Christian priests tell you, that Christianity is the only reason you have to study other stuff, whether you need to study where it come from. Because anybody that's a zip goddamn fool, as we speak right now, is to have a belief and you do not know where it come from. So I don't want nobody in my class ever to become a zip damn fool when I was teaching my listening audience. We're going to study to show ourselves approved, and we're going to hit the nail on the head. Like I used to sing that Bobby Bland song, somebody done hit the nail on the head. I'm finna bust this Pepperwood's ass wide open. In 1943, I don't think you heard me. I said in 1943 BCE. So you can see where white boy, when he changed history with this Adam and Eve story where he changed time and took time back, you 2,000 years behind time. So in 1943, when a whole lot of folks were born, but this is BCE, Abraham, to be the special servant, later made a solemn oath with him because of his faithfulness, as the story goes, and being willing to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, even though the sacrifice was never completed. In Genesis 12, it tells you, Yah said, by myself I swear and declare, because you have done this and we have not withheld your son, your favorite one, I will bestow my blessings upon you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed themselves by your descendants, because you have obeyed my commandments. This sworn oath was repeated to Abraham's son, to his grandson, and to continue in the tribes of Judah and the line of David. This strictly monotheistic concept of a personal father and mother dealing directly with humans was unique in that ancient world, and it came to form the basis of the Jewish religion. Genesis 22:15, to tell you that, Psalms 89:4, Psalms 89:3, to carry out the promise of Abraham, God, Yah laid the foundations of a nation by establishing a special covenant by Abraham's descendants. Let's stop right there. See, reading is comprehension. And like Big Mama say, you taught me, both my grandmothers teach me that I would read a paragraph and you explain that paragraph. And I see we just got 90 seconds and we'll start right here with a religion that believed in one way,
Brother DeWalt, we still have 15 minutes. That's just letting me know.
Oh, we still have 15 minutes. Okay, yeah. So we can see that the belief was father and a mother. In the language, Y-A is Yah, and Y-A-H is feminine, masculine and feminine. Our language is based upon the 12 laws of nature. Aban Yah is father Yah. Amaya is mother Yah. This is what these people believe in. To carry out the promise of Abraham, he laid this covenant with the descendants. Now, this covenant was instituted through Moses and the mediators. Now, let's look at that. This was called a way of life. And this way of life was based up on the 12 laws of nature. It was not based upon a god. What made these two tribes so unique is that they didn't believe in gods. Everybody that lived in Cana had a god, to the standpoint there was 330,000 gods. You had to understand that the first religion that got started was Hinduism. So many people had of these tribes had switched over to Hinduism, worshiping every god, because as they went as nomads, the gods, you pick that story up in Solomon, they picked up other gods that the people worshiped, and they ate forbidden foods. And these people didn't eat forbidden food because they understood how the body was made, because that's what Yah's, the teaching of Yahwehism is. It teaches you the 12 laws of nature. So they had broke the system down, but so many people have strayed away. Judaism was started at 2500 B.C., and it was kept in its purest form, and we're going to see as we walk into history, when it came out of its purest form, is when you start mixing your seed with the Canaanite people, the people that worship God, and that's why you worship God. God is a Germanic word. So each nation of people has a language. This is what makes a nation of people: a language, a god, and a government. The government has a govern the people, and it also governs them in their religious belief. That's when you become a nation of people. The only nation of people ain't a nation of people is African American. He belonged to another nation. He claims to be another nation. If I asked him what his name is, he's going to tell me a white man. I asked him how he got white. Millions of people, Brother Drew, have heard of the Ten Commandments, but few has ever read them. Even know where they found. And how I know that was when I first started teaching at Mount Tabor's Church 18 years ago, Brother Drew. I asked 42 preachers, where was the Ten Commandments? Was in the Bible. And every last one of these preachers, Brother Drew, had more than one doctor's degree in theology. In the church I was at, the man, church, Reverend Nash, he got 7 doctor's degrees and was a teacher. And out of all of them preachers, them 41 preachers, Brother Drew, only one of those preachers knew where the Ten Commandments was, and it's in the Bible 2 times, and that was Dr. Nash. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, that's why I told these niggas to come. Because I knew that they did not know. And so it's very strange that nobody knows a damn thing about the Ten Commandments. But when you come to my class, we're going to break down the Ten Commandments, because this is what these people live their life about. So you have to read and have to understand the Ten Commandments. When you understand and read the Ten Commandments of what these people who you call Jews believe in the teaching of Yahwehism, then you will understand it a little better. You know, the Bible says above all things, get a good understanding. So for us to get an understanding, we're going to break down the first, the Ten Commandments, which is found at Deuteronomy 13, Exodus 20. I want y'all to know where it is. Now, the first commandments. Only the first 4 commandments are directly concerned with religious and worship belief of Yahwehism. The other commandments is the connection between correct conduct and a proper relationship with Yah. This is what these laws was. Now, how them other 612 and laws and all that stuff got in thing is when broke Yah's rules and went into a priesthood. We'll get into that. We'll know Aaron was the first priest next week. But we're going to look at these first four commandments and see what they say. Reading this comprehension. The first one says, you shall have no other gods beside me. Well, goddammit, that's Yah speaking, telling his people not to worship other folks as gods. Let's get a clear understanding of that. And the word God means that these people was what? The Germanic race of people who believed in gods. Let's get a good understanding. You were not supposed to worship these gods because Yah was not a god. He was your mother and your father. There ain't even no damn gods. Only white folks believe in gods. Number two, you shall not make for yourself a sculpture, image, or any likeness of what is in the heavens above or on the earth below or in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. At this early date, 1513 BCE, these commandments was unique in its rejection to idolatry when every damn body tribes other than them two tribes was in idolatry. You shall not swear falseness by the name of Yah, your father, meaning saying that Yah's a god, praying to Yah and all that bullshit. That ain't a requirement. The most important thing in the world, which was really the first commandment, remember the Shabbat day and keep it hollow. Yah bless the Shabbat and hollowed it. Well, what do that mean? What does Shabbat mean? Shabbat means R-E-S-T. In this language, that is rest. What is the definition of rest? And why you had to rest the body for 24 hours? Clean the body out. Don't eat no food. Dookie all of the dookie out of you. Because your body is a machine. And these people knew this before they dealt with the 12 laws of nature. And if you deal with the 12 laws of nature, you know how your body operates. The Shabbat is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday in this language. And that was meaning that you didn't do a damn thing. You rested your body. You drank water, get your laxatives, clean your damn self out, and rest your body. Shut your body down. Meditate. Get in a room by yourself. You needed this to keep a healthy body. And after you fast that one day, you ate breakfast. That's where the word breakfast came from. It means breakfast. And so when we understand these commandments, these are the only ones that dealt with religious belief and worship, only these four. The next one was honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. It didn't say kill. It says murder. You shall not commit adultery. That adultery ain't talking about man and woman. That's talking about you fornicating with our gods. Yah definitely told you about adultery. Adultery was talking about you fornicating, going off worshiping with our gods. You couldn't do that. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not cover your neighbor's house, wild male or female slave, or oxen or ass in that day and time. Those are things of proper relationship in a community. And believe me, buddy, these laws were strict laws because they kill your butt behind these laws. But you know, they didn't bullshit. They still don't bullshit. If you really live in a true Sharia law Muslim country or somebody practicing true Judaism,
right?
These laws are kept. And shocked how many African countries they practice this. These they call the Zulu and the Watusi and the Dogon tribes of Africa, and those people up under those old African beliefs of Yoruba and the African religion, those tribes that have those strict beliefs, they got these traditions today. They will stone your butt to death. You can go up on YouTube and see in Somali where they stone a girl. They show the actual thing where they dug the hole in the people's bowl of stone. It's showed everything. Paul put it up on YouTube during that class. But I know we run in trouble. The Ten Commandments, go read the Ten Commandments. Understand what the Ten Commandments says. That ain't God talking to God. That's somebody else. You have to first understand Judaism. And see, you have to know when the influence of the false religion of the Canaanites and other nations around them as a result violated the covenant relationship with Yah. To correct them and guide them back to Yah, sent a series of prophets who had brought the message to the people. That's why you got those minor prophets in the Bible. These people, in the history of the Jews, these people came back. You told them, you're not practicing. You done went off into the other thing. The book of Isaiah is a great book. And all of those prophets in that day and time, you see that they told the 18 books of the Hebrew scripture bears prophets' names of this. And we have the dates of these prophets of what happened in that period in time when the people went away and the punishment came about in 607 BCE when Israel prostrated and Yah allowed Babylon, the dominant world power, to overthrow them and Jerusalem and its temple and take the nation into captivity. The prophets was proven right. Now, these prophets was proven right in what they had foretold in Israel's 70-year exile for most of the 6th century BCE is a matter of historical record that you find at the 2 Chronicles 36 and 20, at Jeremiah 25 and 11, 12, and Daniel 9 and 2. In 539 BCE, Cyrus the Persian defeated Babylon and permitted the Jews to resell their land and rebuild a temple in Jerusalem. Although there was a small majority of the Jews remained under the influence of the Babylonian Jews, later they was affected by the Persian culture, and that's the next religion, is Zoroastrianism. If you follow the history of religion in a chronological order, you will first see Hinduism, Judaism, Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Yin and Yang, Islam, Jainism, Sikhism. And so if you follow the history, you can pull this up, all you guys. I know the study with Dennis, Dennis know how to work that internet. I don't know nothing about it, brother. But Dennis, I know, knows how to work, and all you youngsters out there know how to pop that internet. You can pull this history up. It's you just